I'm Mark Bayshore. It's Current State on WKAR. Thank you for joining us. In doctors' offices across Michigan, physicians' assistants have become commonplace. They're supervised by the doctors that they work with. Now, legislation at the state capitol would create a new similar layer of professional providers in dentists' offices. Republican State Senator Mike Shirkey of Jackson is the bill's sponsor. It's currently before the Senate Health Policy Committee, which Shirkey chairs. The Michigan Dental Association is opposing the creation of such dental positions known as dental therapists. Now, to learn more, Current State Scott Pohl talked with the Dental Association's Vice President for Government Affairs, Bill Sullivan. First, Senator Mike Shirkey explains his support for the creation of these mid-level dental provider positions.
Senator Mike Shirkey, welcome to Current State.
Well, thank you, Scott. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you taking up this topic. I think it's important for us to be discussed here in Michigan.
I think for a lot of listeners, the phrase dental therapist will be new to them. What is a dental therapist?
A dental therapist is a higher level of training, education, and expertise for hygienists, the master's degree level, that allows them to do some restricted restorative work beyond what they're currently allowed to do. So it's a scope of practice issue. Some people call it mid-level dental work, okay? That's what the intent is.
What would such a therapist do? Put in fillings, for instance?
Well, put in fillings. What the jargon in the language is do simple extractions. And, of course, I smile at that because dentists immediately say there's no such thing as a simple extraction, and I frankly agree with that. But they have to admit that there's a range of complexity in extractions. And the most important thing to point out here for all your listeners and for those who rely upon licensure to provide some sensibility of safety is that in any case, regarding the therapist contemplation, they will always be operating under the supervision of a dentist.
What sorts of things won't they be able to do?
Well, they won't be able to do the more complex extractions. They won't be able to do the more complex evaluations. They won't be doing crowns. They won't be doing bridges, those kinds of things. I liken it also. There's a very direct analogy to when physician assistants were introduced into the medical field. And we'll just limit it to Michigan. And I don't know, Scott, where you were when that occurred in Michigan, but those were pretty energetically opposed by physicians in general, especially primary care. But now you're hard-pressed to find a primary care physician with an active office that doesn't have and enjoy and promote the use of those physician extenders. And so I think many of the arguments that applied then will apply now, and we just have to get through them.
Why haven't these sorts of positions been in dental offices in Michigan up to now?
Well, the concept is fairly new. I mean, there's only a couple states that have been kind of the leading edge on creating this. Again, I'll just use the term mid-level. So it's, relatively new. Again, it's similar to, 15, 20 years ago, there were no physician assistants around.
Do we know enough about the experience in states that do have dental therapists to know how they work, maybe problem areas?
We know enough to know that at least up till now, there haven't been any issues related to quality. There are some legitimate concerns about whether or not they're doing what they were intended to do, and that is to treat the underserved areas. Our bill is specifically designed to make sure that they spend at least 50% of their time in underserved areas. The very first step in this process is going to be to establish a common definition for what does underserved mean and how do we measure it. And once we reach a common understanding of that, then we can truly evaluate all options, not just this dental therapist option, but other options as well.
Are dental schools equipped to train these people to the level you're saying that they would need to be held to? Are the dental schools ready for this?
Well, the dental schools are more than equipped to be able to do so. Some embrace it a little more energetically than others because they tend to lean in the direction of supporting dentists rather than what we call a mid-level. But there's no question that they're very well positioned to be able to, from a technical standpoint, to be able to do so.
We're talking with State Senator Mike Shirkey about legislation he's presenting that would allow for a position called dental therapists in dental offices around Michigan. The Michigan Dental Association opposes this legislation, and it leads me to wonder if you've been hearing from dentists on their own, perhaps outside of their membership in the association. What are you hearing, if anything, from dentists in the state?
I'm hearing that they're opposed to it. They're hearing that it's a, in their term, their words, not mine, that we're trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist, which is precisely the reason why I want to start with the definition of underserved and how we're going to measure it. Then we can each, we can all together, collectively, conclude whether or not there is a truly a problem. I think we'll conclude that there is a problem. Some of it's related to government payment schedules for Medicaid, Medicare type patients. We're not going to solve that now. But another dimension of it is truly there are certain geographic areas in the state that do not have what I believe will be proven with our analysis, adequate coverage. And one of the things that has occurred in the last 10 or 12 years is it becomes becoming abundantly clear that health, your overall health, is directly related to your oral health. And that's why dentists are so vital. That's why they're oftentimes the gatekeeper and the first observer of something that's going on in somebody's overall health, and they're really important.
Bottom line, who would benefit from this legislation and who might, in theory, be hurt by it?
Well, who will benefit from it once we determine how to measure and define underserved will be those specific areas. Another benefit will be hopefully we will be providing services that will prevent other health-related issues from getting worse in those particular populations. And I reject the notion that anybody gets hurt by it. So I'm not going to even respond to that.
State Senate Republican Mike Shirkey, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much, Scott.
Senator Shirkey's legislation is facing opposition from the Michigan Dental Association. I talked with the association's Vice President for Government Relations, Bill Sullivan. He tells me that the primary reason they oppose the bill is that they don't think it will work.
The program was based on what happened in Minnesota, and the early data or indicators there show that it's not really having much of an impact. You know, we think that there's a better way to do it. There is an access to care problem in some areas of the state, and that needs to be addressed. But we think you can do that utilizing existing workforce.
So the it we're talking about is a lack of access in rural areas primarily.
That's where the biggest problem is. But there's also, you know, like some areas of inner city Detroit, there's an access problem as well. But it's primarily in the rural areas. I think if you were to go like north of Lansing, east of Traverse City, and in the Upper Peninsula as well.
So tell me what you know about the Minnesota experience. How long have there been dental therapists in Minnesota? What was it intended to do, and what has the result been?
In Minnesota, the law was passed in 2009, and here we are in 2016, so 7 years later, and they have about 54 dental therapists practicing in Minnesota right now. And if you look at where they have gone in the state, only 7 of them have gone into the rural areas. So it has not done what it was claimed it was going to do. In addition to that, if you look at data that currently exists, the American Dental Association, through their Health Policy Institute, just recently did a survey of all 50 states asking about things such as, do you have trouble finding a dentist or why don't you go to the dentist? In Michigan, it was approximately 15% of the people in the state say they don't go to a dentist because they can't find one. In the state of Minnesota, that number is at 28%. And if you look at what it is for low-income people, in Minnesota, 44% of the people said they had trouble finding a dentist. In Michigan, 35% did. So it's clearly not having the impact that it was meant to have. So the question is, why have it if it's not going to have an impact?
I guess it's unclear based on what the numbers in Minnesota used to be like. Perhaps those numbers are better than they used to be and would indicate improvement.
And that could be. I haven't seen the data from before that, but Michigan that doesn't have a dental therapist is still doing better.
So if we want more dental care in underserved areas of Michigan, how do we achieve that, if not through a method like this?
there's not a shortage of dentists in the state. That's the first thing I want to make very clear. What there is in the state of Michigan is there's a maldistribution of dentists. You know, in Michigan right now, according to the state, there are 7,500 licensed dentists. There's over 10,000 licensed dental hygienists, and there's over 1,700 registered dental assistants. There are the providers that are currently practicing in the state. The last thing we need to do is put another provider into the mix. You know, if you look at a hygienist, for example, over half are either unemployed or underemployed. So there's people out there looking for work. It doesn't make sense to put another provider into the mix when you have providers already that can do the work. So the question comes down to is how do you get those people that are currently in the state into the areas where they're needed? And we think there's a better way to do that. And we're working on a bill with Senator Pete McGregor that would do that. The program we're looking at is currently in law. It's called a PA-161 program. And what that does is it allows an entity like a public health clinic or a federally qualified health center to have a hygienist go into underserved areas and perform hygiene services without a patient having first been seen by a dentist. And so our idea is to utilize that and expand it so that individual dentists can become PA-161 programs and do that. We think that has a much better chance of addressing access than a dental therapist model would.
Senator Shirky would compare dental therapists to physician's assistants in doctor's offices. They provide a valuable service. Lots of medical professionals have such assistants in their practices. What harm might there be if dental practices in Michigan started adding dental therapists? What kind of harm might there be?
Well, one of the things you got to keep in mind is that dental therapists would be authorized to perform surgery. They would be authorized under the bill to perform irreversible procedures such as extracting teeth and drilling teeth. Nurse practitioners aren't doing surgery in the office. And it's the Michigan Dental Association's position that only the highest qualified, highly trained person should be performing those procedures, and that would be the dentist who goes through school to do those type of procedures.
Have we had bad results like that in Minnesota where these therapists are at work?
You know, there has not been any study done, so we don't know. There's no evidence to show what's been happening in Minnesota, so I can't answer that for you right now.
We're talking with Bill Sullivan. He's the Vice President for Government Relations with the Michigan Dental Association. What would your message be to a skeptic who hears us talking and thinks that dentists in Michigan have the bottom line in mind and they're just trying to protect what's theirs right now? What would you say to those people?
Well, you know, first of all, the Michigan Dental Association and dentists have been working on this issue of access for a long time. Early on in 2000 with the Healthy Kids Dental Program, dentists were involved in the creation of it and implementation of it. You know, the Michigan Dental Association worked actively to get people involved in that program, and they do participate. And, you know, it's important to point out, too, that a lot of dentists provide free care in their offices right now. You know, those who don't take traditional Medicaid, you know, they don't do it because it reimburses at about 20%. But the dentists will actually see those patients in their office and just write it off because they'd rather just do it that way than have to go through the hassle of dealing with Medicaid. This has been an issue that we've been working on for some time and really want to help get it solved. But, you know, in terms of the dentist bottom line, people got to keep in mind that they're healthcare providers, but they're also small business owners. And any small business has to make money to survive. And people can't provide a free service or they won't be around very long.
Bill Sullivan is Vice President of Advocacy and Professional Relations with the Michigan Dental Association. Thank you for appearing with us on Current State.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.